Hello and welcome to ReachMahjong.com's weekly podcast.
We are weekly again.
Weekly again. It happened twice, so it's weekly. We can say it.
Now, as long as I get it updated in time.
Wow, it's super weekly. Fantastically weekly.
Yes, yes, yes. Lots of mahjong going on lately.
Yes, there has been stuff happening. We had our first session of North Kanto League, which of course came after the final table of North Kanto League. Which...
No wonder you were so happy to do a podcast today.
Well, I have a topic.
Guess who won the North Kanto League? The only person to win it two times.
Two times in its history. I am now the winningest player in North Kanto history.
I like North Kanto. It sounds like an old Nintendo game. Did you ever play Contra?
I did not.
Oh, God, I loved that game.
I did not have games like that.
That game had so many cheats, and it was so awesome. That one and that ninja game was so cool, too. It only had, like, four levels, and then they'd do, like, different seasons for each level.
Yeah, I never really... We had, like, the super, super cheap Atari game thing that, obviously...
That was fun to play bowling on.
But it wasn't the one that had cartridges. It was a thing that already had the games programmed
into
it.
Like the Pong thing? It only had five games?
It had, yeah. And so
we did that too. Yeah. You had to like actually hold the console to play
right,
it. There were no
big
controllers.
Big old console, yeah. And there was just like, there were like the two Pong things on the side. It had pinball, that's right. It had pinball that you could play. Then the one I really liked, of course, was Breakout.
Yeah.
Pretty good at Breakout.
Yeah, I think we got one of those at like a garage sale. We played the heck out of that thing.
Yes, I know that feeling. But that's the only one we ever had, so...
We had that in a first-generation Nintendo.
Yes. So, yeah, speaking of games...
North Kanto, not Contra.
North Kanto, yes. I won, and I am now the winningest player in the history of North Kanto.
Yay!
Yay! And in typical Garth fashion, I won by failing. Like, I won by making mistakes, and somehow they worked out for me. You know, like, one small mistake. It wasn't that big a mistake. It's just my typical need to win by winning rather than win by just letting somebody else win a hand for me so that the game ends with me in the lead, but I didn't have to win the hand. I just had to not throw to anybody else.
Right.
You can play
Contra online for free. Only has three stars. Okay, sorry.
It's very important, yeah.
Mahjong.
Yes, Mahjong. I was winning the first game, and then Ishikawa. He was the other really sort of formidable opponent at the table. The other two players were Takahashi and Kotani. I have to say, I don't want to, you know, talk down my opponents, but I wasn't really afraid of them very much. Ishikawa, like, he's just been on a terror lately. He did really well in the beginning of Champions League. Takahashi is
not Yuji.
Not Yuji. No,
okay,
definitely not Yuji.
Sorry.
In fact, I haven't seen Yuji in a while. I wonder if he's one
of
the players.
I was at the same table as him on Sunday.
Oh, really? He was there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I did not realize that. anyway.
I saw this image of him always winning. Except for when he threw... to me, the nine treasures.
Wow, that's a big one to lose. If you're gonna lose just once, I guess you might as well make it a Yakuman.
Well, he reached, and I obviously had a concealed flush hand.
And then he just happened
to throw the only tile that made me get nine treasures.
Perfect.
Perfect. Good for me.
Yes. I don't know. So pretty much the whole time it was really just a contest between me and Ishikawa. I think first game I took an early lead, and then later on in the game while I was sort of doing my little Renchan thing, like winning a couple hands in a row as dealer, he reached late on one of my one of those things, and I drew pay. He was in the north seat. I drew north. And I couldn't throw it because it was the first north that had come. And after that game finished, and I ended up taking second place, basically kind of because I gave up that hand, and it let him sort of slide into the lead and then finish ahead for the game. Yukio was adamant. He was like, "Oh, there's you really not throwing pay there was way too weak. It was a late reach, and his reasoning was that I should have been able to reason from the fact that the reach was so late that he was definitely not waiting for the north tile.
Oh, really?
If he was waiting for the north tile, he would not have reached. Was his reasoning? I wonder
if I do that. A lot of times, if I have north as a pair, I keep that hoping that I'll get a Chabo reach later.
Because
I think people are going to reason like that.
Interesting. And so, yeah, after he said that, I was like, oh, really? I should have thought that. It turns out North was his Atama, and the reason he had to reach was because he obviously didn't have...
Wait, Pei was... It wasn't Dora, was it?
No, it wasn't Dora.
Then I would totally wait on that.
Yeah, but as it turned out, he was waiting on... He had a two-sided wait instead of waiting for a pair of things.
Mm-mm.
So then, second game, I really crashed and burned. I was thinking, oh, wow, I guess this is kind of where it ends. Third game, I got a late Mangan as dealer to sort of just take over the lead from Ishikawa. somebody won a couple points off me to end my turn as dealer, and then Ishikawa was the last dealer. And I'm thinking, okay, I really need to win this game to start pushing, you know, getting myself back towards his score. Instead of letting him just keep advancing more away from me.
Right.
But we were only, I think we were only maybe 1,200 points apart. And I got to ready, I cheed and pawned something to get to ready, and then Kotani, who was already way, way, way in last place, cheed and then won off me throwing something right next to the door. 2,000 points put me into second place.
Mm.
And I was a little bit, of course I'm a little bit like, oh god, and what a weird way to win, because not only is she the only thing she's doing really at that point, she's giving herself 2,000 more points, but she's still in last place for that game and holding more on to last place for the the standing in those after those three games,
right?
And her, I don't know if it was her husband or boyfriend or whatever, but he really laid into her, and he's like, "Well, you know, if you keep playing like this, the way people are going to talk about your mahjong is you're the one who made somebody else win. Like that's the only thing that your mahjong does is it's making somebody else win because she pushed me under Ishikawa for that game." I don't really think like that. We've had this discussion before.
No, and actually, like, it's not something you want to say to her because you want her to keep playing exactly like that. In the end, it's going to benefit somebody besides her, which is sometimes going to be you and sometimes going to be somebody else. It's not like she was aiming to be against you.
Right.
But as her boyfriend who's watching, I think that's something that's fine for him to teach her. It's something you don't want to teach to weaker players because you want them to keep playing weakly.
Theoretically, yeah.
But if it's somebody you're rooting for, you want to teach them, I think.
Yeah, but the reasoning that she shouldn't play that way because she's just becoming sort of kingmaker. I don't know. I mean, she should play more to win, and I don't feel like that move was at all really helping her win.
Yeah, but also for this, because there's prize money,
right?
And each place has a different amount of prize money,
right?
So I do feel like you should aim for a higher place and not just first place.
Right. There are a lot of reasons that what she did. Might have been beneficial for some reason, but she didn't change her place for that game, and she was already way behind from the first two games anyway, so she's really sort of extra sealing her fate in that spot, and it was kind of like, I'm not really sure what your objective is.
What if that was the first game? What would you think?
First game, yeah, I don't, that's a totally fine move, but there I don't see the point at all. But
one thing is you really got to conserve your losses too. So if somebody looks like they're going to keep being dealer, then you definitely want to stop them, even if you're going to end in fourth place sometimes.
Right. At that point, there are two more games, and you know she's got four more turns as dealer coming up. Perhaps if she can just sort of end this slide, then maybe she can start turning the momentum in her favor for the last two games. There is that way of thinking.
I don't know. The worst thing to me would be for her to stay there and somebody else just keeps winning and winning and she keeps dealing out, even if she's not dealing into the hands,
right.
Which happens to me a lot.
had it worked out the other way, so that that Ishikawa ended up throwing to her and sealing me in first place, I would hope that I still, I'm fairly certain I would still think the same about her play. I would have ended up benefiting from it, but I would still think, yeah, I don't really see why you're doing that. Like, I kind of feel like you're just throwing in the towel in a weird way. But then I did actually manage to win the fourth game with kind of a big win that really pushed me back towards, like, it really closed the gap between me and Ishikawa. And then I got lucky in the fifth game. Like, I really just, first hand of the first game, I'm the dealer. Second draw, I get to Tenpai with Dora, so I reach. It's a crappy weight, but I end up drawing my winner, so it's 2,000 points each. So I jump out to an early lead. And we're going through, and after my second turn as dealer, I'd still had a pretty good lead, but I didn't have anything sealed. And then in the way they always set this up, the person who is in first place going into the last game always is the last dealer for that game, and the second place person is always the first east seat. I'm not really sure what the exact logic for that is, but I don't know. I guess the person who is in first place, they want to have the advantage of being the last dealer so that they can play however they want at the end of the game. I'm not sure why you definitely have to give that advantage to the person who is in first place.
Why don't they just roll the dice like they do for the entire rest of the season?
I don't really know what the logic is there. It does seem like one of those things that...
I do understand that giving each person a chance at dealer, a chance at being the first dealer...
And the last dealer. Yeah.
Once, if, like if we you, did at yeah. WRC.
If you spread that around all the time, then that definitely makes sense. But to give the person who just happens to be in first place at the end of the fourth game the favorable last dealer spot, I don't really get that reasoning for sure. Should ask about that. So that we can have something new to argue about. But going into the hand... So going into the hand before all ass, I have in Sozu, I have a lot of Sozu. I have 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. I have the four of cracks, and 2, 3, 4 in Pinsu. So I already have, I have 2, 3, 4 there, and then I have another, I have 2, 3, 5 in the Sozu. And I have the four, and the Dora was also two of cracks. So I'm thinking, do I want to do 2, 3, 4 Sanchoku and going, or three colored runs, going with Dora, or maybe do I want to go for Itsu with Sozu? And then I drew Iso, so now I've got 1, 1, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. Thinking, and there's no sixes or nines out. So, oh my God, this would be so perfect. If I draw the six, I've got the six sided weight, right? 2, 5, 8, 3, 6, 9. Obviously, I'm going to win that hand. So then I throw the four. Next thing that happens, that the very next draw, two people throw a six and one person throws a nine. We're like, oh my God, instant just fail. But actually, another two draws later, I did draw the six. So now I've got that awesome weight, right? I've got the 2, 5, 8, 3, 6, 9 win, 3, 6, 9 weight. There's no way I'm going to miss this. But for some reason in my head, I just was thinking, well, yeah, I mean, I have this awesome weight, but I want the nine. I want the nine, I want the nine, I want the nine. Because the nine is going to give me Pinfu and Itsu, right? And so I'm drawing, not the nine, discard. I draw, not the nine, discard. I draw the nine, I draw the eight, not the nine, discard. Ah, the eight! Oh my God! Like, seriously. Right as I discard it, I realize, and my hand is still sort of hovering above it. Like, I'm like, oh. Like, maybe I can pull the Moriyama trick. Like, I my finger's still on, I'm like, all sumo! Like, oh no, what have I done? Like, I was in such a perfect position to win everything, and then I just fail. And then, you know, the next draw, what do I draw? I draw the two of cracks, which actually, after I had thrown away the four, I drew a three, and that the two would have actually been my Sanchoku, super huge winner, right? So then I'm like, oh my God, I could have won on that. And then as soon as I throw it, Oya Dorapon. Like, oh my god, it just gets worse and worse. Like, I'm really just crashing and burning here. And then my next draw, I drew the Nine of Bamboos.
You are so much luckier in life than it me is, like that. Because, like, I did something very similar at Sparta.
Uh-huh.
When I was waiting for 3 and 4 or something, and I drew an 8, which I should have changed. Or I drew a 6 or something. I should have changed it, and then I would have drawn my winner. But nobody ever discarded my tile, or I didn't draw my tile.
Well, all right. Also, it is a 6-sided weight, so there are a lot of tiles for me to win on there.
Yeah, but there's not that many. There's not 9s left, and there's not that many left. Yeah. Although it's a 6-sided weight, you've told me
that's
about
true.
How many people have already discarded. Plus, you're using some in your hand as well.
Right, right. So I've got.
I still had 4 tiles when I was even with just a 3-4 weight, and nobody could use. Or just, maybe it was a 2-3 weight, and I had 3-4s in my hand, so nobody could use the 3s, and still no one discarded.
Yeah, I did get really lucky. And then, so I make that mistake. Then, to just to compound mistakes. So now I'm 25,000 points in the lead for that game, which, because of the way we do scoring in our pro leagues, he was below 30,000 points. So he was not winning points that game anymore. So that not only put him negative points there, but he gets a negative placing bonus too. Right, so now I'm way in the lead actually, and it's his last turn as dealer. It's the last turn for everybody, the last hand for everybody. If it just ends there, I just have to not throw him any points and hope the hope that the hand just ends. And what happens? I get kind of a nice Honitsu sort of hand. Like Dora is 4 of bamboos. I get a pair of. Wests and a pair of white and a pair of red dragons.
Wow.
And I've also in my hand got 2, 4, 6, 6, 7 of Sozu. And at around about, like, say, the 7th draw or so, he throws the 5 of Sozu. So, all right, I chi. And, of course, the instant I chi, the next draw he just Tsumogiri reaches. Like, ooh, he was already ready. He was already... That's not very good. And so then he ended up drawing his winner, Reach Tsumo Chitoi, 3,200 points all. Holy crap. So I'm not going to say that was a mistake because of the way that I called for that tile, it ended up making him, not only did it, for one, it's a mistake because it made him reach. But a lot of people would say, oh, I changed the Nagari there by
Well,
I changed his draw, right. So he ends up drawing his winner. I don't believe in that crap, but some people might talk about that. But I did end up making him make his hand more valuable by reaching. Otherwise, it would have just been 1,600 points each, right, if he had drawn his winner.
I wonder if he would have reached later anyway.
That's always, yeah, it's certainly a possibility. Whenever I pawned or chi
or
something.
Or not, yeah.
The thing is, when he definitely would have reached later is 2 draws after he reached when I ended up drawing Dora. And that Dora would have gone to him, and he would have been waiting, you know, it would have been chi, toi, Dora, Dora, and probably Tsumo. So that, you know, if he had won that hand, that would have been a total game changer. Then he would have sailed into the lead. As it turned out, with the 3,200 points all, having come back to positive, now I was only 300 points ahead of him. In fact, actually, no, I was 200 points ahead of him, because I thought it was 300 points, but it was actually 200 points because he had put out the 100-point thing to
right.
point the continuance marker. So now... I'm in kind of hot water. I get to 1 away from ready with... I've got 2 Dora in the hand. I've got 6, 6, 7, 7, 8 of Wanzu, and 7 is the Dora. And I've got 2 south tiles. I'm in the south seat, so if I can just pawn that, I can really just get to ready, because I've also got 2, 3, 3 of Pinzu. So I was like, come on, can I get to Tenpai? Or if I could draw 8 of bamboos, then I have Ipeko in the hand, right? I have double run in the hand. And I just can't get to ready. And then finally, like 15th draw, I draw Epeen to be waiting for the 5 and 8 of Crax. But my automa, my head is south, so I don't have a hand point unless it's just the 8, right? Mm. And there are already 2 8s out. My reasoning was that if I don't reach, and for some reason he is able to take Tenpai and we continue, on these last draws, he ends up throwing the 5 of Crax and we have to continue because I didn't reach, that is a huge loss for me. Mm. So I reached. And as it turns out, I ended up drawing... He did draw 5 of Crax on his last draw. He wouldn't have thrown it because it actually meant he could change his weight from... He was waiting for Kompawan. So he was waiting for the 8 of Crax. He had the 7 and 9. I had thrown 2 9s earlier, so when he drew the 5, he was definitely always going to change to the 6 there.
Nine,
yeah. He's going to throw the 9 there anyway. But, as it turns out, I end up drawing my 8 on the final draw.
That's the picture you all saw on Twitter.
Yes, that's what I posted to Twitter. And so, in the end, the result is exactly the same as it would have been, except that the hand is a little more expensive, and it makes it look even more like I kicked his ass, because they ended up pushing him back below 30,000. So the final score did make it look a lot bigger than it really was right before the final hand, because we were really 300 points apart. But my reasoning was that I can throw this reach stick out now. It does put him in the lead for the moment, but if this hand ends the game, it's going to end the game because he is not ready and I am, and I will take back those points, that will just put me right back in the lead. As soon as the hand finished and I won it, Yukio was on right on top of me. He was like, "Oh, gosh!" He's like, "You don't realize how small the gap was, right? Like, otherwise you would not have thrown out the reach stick." And I was like, "No, I counted and I reasoned that I don't want him to be able to continue because he ended up getting away with throwing one of my winners, even though I didn't have a hand point." And he sort of was like, "Oh, okay, I guess I can accept that." But the more I think about it, the more I do kind of wonder. It's that same old problem that I always have of needing to win so that I can win. And sometimes you really, when I won a couple of years ago, I really didn't do that at the very end. I really kept wanting to push, and I finally just was like, okay, I will let you lose for me. I won't try to win here anymore, because I kept screwing up. Like, I really, I just kept pushing the win more back towards somebody else. Mm. So after a while, I was like, all right, I stop. And this time, I wonder how, you know, I mean, I ended up drawing the last 8 of bamboos, Crax, to win the game. But, all right, so I end up drawing the last 8. I could just have as easily drawn the last 6 to throw him 3,600 points, 3,900 points, and my reach stick. Right, so now I'm going to be almost 10,000 points behind him, if that happens, right? When I reach like that.
I don't know. Would you have thought the 6 was dangerous?
Because
you could have dropped.
I could have dropped the 8. To hold on to Tenpai there. Or even Dora, if I thought that was safe. If I had drawn the 6, then I would have the 3 sixes in my hand, and then the 6, the Dora indicator. I don't know, but of course you can't see any. Well, you could see 2 pawns, but he was originally waiting for.
Well, if you have 3 sixes and 1 8, then the 8 looks safer, I think.
It does look safer, but that was actually what he was waiting for, until
he dropped the 9.
Until he dropped the 9, right? So, yeah, if he drops the 9, then do I think? Well, yeah, if he drops the 9 and I have 3 of the 6s in my hand, I've got to think that the 8 is probably safe. He would have to be waiting for 8, a single tile weight. Tanki. Pawan Tanki. So yeah, I don't know. Exactly. I reasoned it out, and I thought that I thought my reasoning was sound at the time. But
I think it sounds sound. It sounds.
Yeah, I'm definitely second guessing myself a little, just because I know I have this problem where I cannot give up enough.
Yeah, but you were really thinking about it. You weren't thinking.
It wasn't a half-ass, just, oh, I'll just do this because I want to win.
And you were also considering if you didn't win the hand and stuff too. So I think it's good.
Eventually, yeah.
Good job, dude. Way to go. Congratulations.
Eventually, what's his name? Yukio did sort of, he accepted my reasoning. He was like, okay, all right, I see what you're thinking. I'll go with that.
And then I got plus like 15 or something the next day.
Oh, that's about what, I got about plus 13 the next day.
Yeah, I got the biggest plus at my table against Ryuji and Sawazaki.
Wow, Sawazaki didn't have a good day, huh?
He was still positive, of course.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Because we went to the Yakiniku restaurant afterwards. And then Sawazaki was all bragging for me. Jen was the first place person at our table to, like, Shimizu and stuff. And she's like, Shisho, did you get positive? And he's like, of course I got positive.
He's a funny dude, that guy.
Yes, like he definitely got positive.
I like his attitude.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah. So.
I also got positive at League.
Yeah, you're doing. You have a nice start to.
Nice little start. They're little positives. Mm. I said that's like 30 at League, I think.
Are you gonna play Champions League this year?
I don't know. I'm gonna play the women's Saikyo.
Thing next week.
Psycho-san on Saturday.
I can't decide whether or not to do that. It's such a bad deal, sort of, I don't know, chance-wise. For the money that we're paying for what we can possibly get, it is really an awful deal.
Yeah, but...
As much as we complain about seeded tournaments...
All you gotta do is get lucky.
Yeah. As much as we complain about seeded tournaments, that is the most ridiculous of them. But yeah, if you did get a little lucky, it is a huge place to be showcased.
Yeah, so nice. And plus they're doing all women and men separately this year, so it is a little bit easier for the women to at least get on the final table on Nico Nico. Which I'm not planning on, but I need to go play. I need to play and stuff. Mm. And then there's Pro Queen next month too, so I would like to do Champions League, but I'm not sure if I'll have time. North Kanto and Pro Queen and OE.
That's right, OE is coming up. For which I get a seed, as much as we complain about all this seeding system.
I made it clear last week that I don't mind one seed for one win. Like you have a seed for 6 months because you won something. Mm. When you have a seed, I said the exact same thing last week, but if you have a seed for 10 years because you won something, or indefinitely,
that's
what we don't like.
That's just really
like
silly.
One time, I think that's fine. Mm. It's like an invitation.
There should be some limit to it. I mean, when half the field, I think really half the field in the Honsen is seated in. Like, really half.
Yeah.
And then, you know, almost a third of the field, at the best 72, is seated in at that point. That's just ridiculous. So, yeah, I mean, I can see making justifications for seeds here and there, but the number of seeds there are is just, it just seems really excessive.
And call them invitations.
Yeah, don't call them seeding, because that has a different meaning in English. Okay, well, yeah, so that's me bragging about my success for this weekend.
And that is pretty much our show.
Yeah. let's see, you are playing, we did Brent mention this, last week. If you are in Tokyo, or actually anywhere in Japan, the qualifiers for OE-sen are coming up.
All over the place.
Yes, they're all over the place. If you have any interest in playing, check it out.
And I will be in Osaka on September 27th at Kabo in Namba. And then on the 28th, I'll be in Nagoya at Rio playing Mahjong if you want to stop by.
Fun.
I know at least two people already that are stopping by.
Yay. if you'd like to get in touch with us, I am Garth E on Twitter, GARTHEEE.
I'm Mahjong Jen, MHJONGJEN. Mostly tweeting in Japanese from my.
I go back and forth, Japanese and English.
I do have my Facebook in English and my Twitter in Japanese. And then Twitter is linked to my Facebook, so they all show up on Facebook.
Any other announcements? I guess nothing.
Mahjong Mart, we're getting the new Batmat, or newly getting the Batmats. The Batmats are not new, but we're getting them. We already have junk mats, so we're getting Batmats too.
Batmats?
They like fold instead of rolling.
Huh.
And then, so we're getting those. We already have got the colored point sticks. And we have white point sticks as well. And we have lots of tiles, lots and lots of tiles. And we're working on the tables, automatic tables. Hopefully we'll have those ready in the next month or two.
Wow.
Yes, yes, yes.
Pretty cool. Shipping anywhere in the world, or?
First America, and we'll hopefully get to Europe and stuff like that.
Wow. Yes. Pretty cool.
Yes.
All right, well, drop us a line if you have any questions or just stuff you'd like to say, and we'll talk to you again next week.
See ya!